Welcome to the Witness History Podcast from the BBC World Service with me, Grace Livingstone. I'm taking you back to Uruguay in 2010 when the tobacco giant Philip Morris lodged a complaint against the country's anti-smoking measures, sparking an international legal battle.
No fume en su casa.
No fume dentro de casa.
Ni en la oficina.
Ni en el hall ni la cocina.
Don't smoke in the house, or the office, or the kitchen, they're singing. It was part of a government anti-smoking drive. But not long after its launch, it hit an obstacle.
Fue una sorpresa.
It was a very disagreeable surprise.
María Julia Muñoz was Uruguay's Minister of Public Health.
I was in the office. Actually, we found out about it from the media. Press reports were arriving at the ministry. We didn't think it was reasonable that a country which was taking measures to protect people's health should be treated in this way.
The tobacco company Philip Morris had lodged a complaint at the World Bank's International Centre for the Settlement of Investment Disputes, alleging that Uruguay's anti-smoking measures devalued its cigarette trademarks and investments in the country.
We realised that we had to fight this because the cause we defended was just and necessary, not only for our own country, but for all other countries against whom this judgment might later be used.
Uruguay was the first country in the Americas and one of the first in the world to introduce anti-smoking legislation. The campaign was led by Uruguay's president, Tabaré Vázquez, a doctor and cancer specialist.
He had been a professor of oncology at the Faculty of Medicine. He dedicated his life to fighting cancer. He was warm, calm, also very funny, and did everything with good humor.
Tabaré Vázquez spoke about the dangers of smoking at the United Nations in 2015.
Porque de no adoptarse medidas inmediatas para el año 2030, 1 million de latinoamericanos morirán anualmente solo de cáncer.
He said 1 million Latin Americans will die each year from cancer if governments don't take action. In 2006, Uruguay banned smoking in enclosed spaces such as bars, restaurants, workplaces and universities, as the BBC reported.
Proportionately, Uruguay had more smokers than any other country in Latin America. And the government wants to drive down the number of smokers to just 5% of the population.
At first we were saying, it's going to be a disaster. People are going to say, it's too cold to smoke outside. But really, I was surprised. My son, who was young at the time, came home from a nightclub and said, it was great. We could see people's faces until 5 a.m. Before, you couldn't see anyone because of the smoke. People were happy that in restaurants, you could smell the spices in the food instead of tobacco.
Smoke outside, don't annoy your grandma, respect other people, this government advert says.
No, fume adentro.
It took time to educate the public. There were moments of friction with some people in restaurants and bars who received a fine, because no one likes getting a fine. But I felt these exchanges had a positive impact because complaining against a measure which most of the population supports is not viewed well by society. So these complaints actually helped the battle against smoking.
El hábito de fumar.
Uruguay's anti-smoking policies won praise from international health experts. Here, the Director General of the World Health Organization, Dr. Margaret Chan, congratulates President Vázquez for winning an award from the US-based Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids.
You have been steadfast in protecting your citizens from the harms of tobacco, despite enormous interference from industry.
Cigarette packets had to be 80% covered with warnings.
tienen sus manos.
On the packet of cigarettes in your hand, you will see that smoking not only caused lung cancer, but that in pregnancy it affects the size and formation of the child. It affects people's respiratory capacity, it causes heart attacks. Gradually, we increase the size of these photograph warnings on cigarette packets.
En las cajillas de cigarrillos.
Philip Morris said the covering up of cigarette packets and the banning of different varieties of the same brand restricted its right to use its own trademark, infringed its intellectual property rights, and reduced the value of its investments.
And that's why this test case with Philip Morris is seen as so important. The right of an individual country to pursue its own aggressive health policies against the commercial freedoms of the cigarette companies.
We had to hire a law firm in the United States. For 7 years, a small country with few resources had to bear the costs of fighting a case at the international level.
But the government was adamant it was going to fight the case.
Uruguay believes that we are a sovereign country with the right to take the measures necessary to protect people's health. It was not possible to negotiate. It would have been inexplicable for people if we went backwards and withdrew measures accepted by the public and carefully studied.
The dispute actually strengthened public support for anti-smoking measures in Uruguay, which has a population of just over 3 million.
The population was angry with Philip Morris, angry because they were hampering our freedom to work for public health and taking advantage of the small size of the country. Rapidly, we saw the emergence of the sentiment of what we call Garra Charrúa, the tenacious spirit of the country, which comes from the original people of Uruguay, the Charrúa, who barely exist today. People saw Uruguay facing a powerful transnational company, so it was like David against Goliath, and in general the public supports the side of the underdog.
In 2016, the tribunal dismissed the claims made by the company. Philip Morris was ordered to pay Uruguay $7 million in legal costs.
We were happy that justice had been served on an issue that was important for the whole world.
But there was a sad twist to this story. The president and cancer specialist who waged this battle for public health, Dr. Tabare Vasquez, died in 2020. Of lung cancer.
De joven fue fumador.
He was a smoker when he was young. He had a very malignant cancer. When he died, people came out on the street to applaud his cortege.
The battle between a small country and a big tobacco company had lasting implications. In the years that followed, more than 70 countries around the world introduced anti-smoking legislation.
La salud está por encima.
Health is above the commercial interests of a company, however big or multinational the company may be. It was a very important victory for public health international.
El campo de la salud pública internacional.
No, fume adentro.
María Julia Muñoz, who went on to lead the country's main cancer prevention organisation, was speaking to me, Grace Livingstone, for the Witness History podcast from the BBC World Service. If you've enjoyed listening, why not leave us a review? And please share it with anyone you think would like to hear it. It really helps us let people know about the amazing stories people tell us on Witness History.
From the brilliant and bizarre.
It was really surreal. It was a surreal kind of atmosphere there. You couldn't really see anybody.
To the shocking and unexpected.
I'm just wondering, what are we going to do now? This was really my worst fear. He found 100% horse meat that was labelled as beef.
Witness the stories that have shaped our world. Told by the people who were there.
When he went to the factory, the poodle went in front of him. So the workers all knew, oh, the boss is here.
Many people had many things to lose by our victory. The future was not so bright.
Witness History.
We had a designer. He bought in a fully storyboarded idea about how the Queen would arrive by jumping out of a helicopter. And we all said, that's brilliant, but it's never going to happen.
Witness history at bbcworldservice.com/witnesshistory or wherever you get your podcasts.